What is up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: own your wins. Now, this podcast, this is going out to one of the girls. She reached out via Messenger and asked me a question about basically hitting a heap of goals and hitting a heap of targets, and then other shit popping up, and then just not feeling good about any of it all. Now, the first thing I want to say is there's a common issue that I have, that a lot of people that I know have, a lot of high achievers get this same mentality, and it really fucks with them, right? And that's the whole idea of hitting a target and hitting a goal, or hitting a thing, getting your thing, right? Or doing that thing that you wanted to do. And you do that and then you feel hollow. You feel like, it's like, is this all it is? Is this all there is? Right now, I've been through this a lot over the years, and it's happened time and time and time again, and I'll get to the point after, once I explain some stories behind it. Now, there's been times when I've hit things like a marathon, like powerlifting comps, strongman comps, like getting like a belt in jiu-jitsu, which takes a couple of years, and like, you know, certain weights lifted, certain games of football or basketball or athletics. Like, it happens all the time. You know, people lose certain amounts of weight, they hit a photo shoot, and then they get there and they're like, oh, is this all it is? Right? It's a crazy mentality that we all have. Now, I've always had this issue with owning my wins, and like, I mean, probably not bragging about it, but telling people about it. So right now, I'm currently driving back from the hospital. Tell's in hospital still, and I'm on the drive home, and I'm driving our Mercedes. We have a Mercedes. And this was a car that I had a lot of internal battle with, and I had a lot of arguments with Tell over. Like, I didn't want to get a good car. I didn't want to get an expensive car. I didn't want to get a luxury-based car. I wanted to get something, you know, that people wouldn't look at and be like, oh, he's driving a Mercedes. I just wanted something that fitted in. I just wanted something that I could like drive around in. No one would like question it and be like, oh, he's driving something cool. I just wanted something standard, right? And I was having this conversation back and forth with Tal, and then back and forth with my mentor at the time, Krebs. And he drives a G-Wagon. It's a fucking sick car. It feels like a tank when you're in it. It feels really heavy, and it's like kind of not as comfortable as the car that I'm driving, but it's sick. Like, it looks awesome. It's like really, really cool car. Anyway, I'm not a car guy, so I don't actually really give a fuck about cars, but, you know, it feels good to drive a good car. It does. Like, I'm going to be honest, it feels great driving the Mercedes home from anywhere. Like, it's always a good feeling. And I didn't want this car because I sort of felt like I'd get judged for having it. It was like, what will people think? And it's kind of the opposite of, like, you know, people are going to judge people either way. They sort of, if I got a shit car, they'd be like, oh, you got a shit car, you know, you suck, you're not successful, rah, rah. And then if you get a good car, they're like, oh, you're flaunting it, you've made money, you know, whatever. Like, it's this whole concept of, like, people are going to judge you either way, so just fucking live how you want to live. And that's sort of the conversation that popped out of what we had. Anyway, I turned this car into, like, a milestone win. It was like, okay, cool, if you can hit these benchmarks, we'll get you the car. And those benchmarks paid for the car, or pay for the car on the monthly basis type thing, it's on a lease plan, like a business car should be. But it's just really fascinating, like the internal battle to buy something that I could afford was so big, and the only reason it was there is because I didn't want to have like the conversation that I own something good. Like, I didn't want to have that conversation of like, I felt like I needed to justify it to people, be like, oh yeah, but we got it for this, rah, and it just doesn't make sense. Now, we do this same thing in our goals, right? You might hit a goal and then you just justify why it's a shit effort, or how you could have done it better, how you could have improved on that target, how you could have done whatever it is better. Now, what I can promise you guys, this is something that I've learned, and it's something that is absolutely key to understand and key to realize and own in your life, is true growth and true happiness. The outcomes that you hit, the targets that you hit, the goals that you achieve aren't the thing that's going to make you happy or better. Okay, so like for me, the car isn't the thing that made me better. You know, doing things like to improve our lifestyle, like to renovate our house, like renovating the end point of the renovation, that's not the thing that's taught me things. It's not the thing that's made me grow. It's not the thing that's helped me improve. right? In the training, you know, it might be a certain weight that you hit. It might be like, all right, you hit your 100 kilos on your bench press, and you might hit 150 on your deadlift or 200 on your squat, whatever it is, whatever your number is, right? The number that you're searching, once you hit that, you will feel a hollow thing. You'll be like, oh, well, I want 155 next, right? That's the most common thing. Oh, I should have gone for 160. Like, fuck you with your extra wants and needs. Like, just be happy with what you've done. Now, the true thing, this is where the secret comes in. This is where the magic is, right? Happiness needs to be found in the journey, in the processes that get you to the targets. The targets are just things to set so you keep constantly growing and expanding, so you don't get bored, okay? Because if you get bored, that's a fucking bad story. There's two things that a man should never have, and a woman for that matter, that should never have. And it's the most dangerous thing in myself that I find is, one is boredom and the other one is burnout. If I see those two things, I am no good, get out of my way. If I'm bored, terrible. If I'm burnt out, terrible, right? And some of you have seen me like this, it's not a good sight. It's not cool, okay? Now, if you can start to find and start to see your wins in the process and the growth, that's where you can look back and be like, oh shit, in January I was here and now it's October and I'm here. This is how far I've come. I should be really proud of that. You know, you might have hit your goals, you might not have. It doesn't matter. There is progress, and that is all that matters. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. Now, if I can promise you anything, if you get a compliment, this is something that I'm working on for a few guys that I'm coaching directly at the moment, and they're going to be copying it pretty hard for me over the next few weeks. As soon as stuff settles down with Tal, all the Rebirth boys are going to have my full attention for about a 5 or 6 week block where we're just going to go hard and get stuck into it. But these concepts that I'm seeing with these guys, like, they do something good and then they deflect the praise for that thing. All right, it might be like, hey, look, you got a good car, congratulations, you rewarded yourself, well done. And then it's like, yeah, but I, you know, like, I got it for this, it was cheap, like, it's not that good, like, it's done this, it's not that great, you know. Or it might be, hey, well done, man, like, you've transformed your body completely, you're looking awesome, you can tell you're feeling awesome, you can see you're on fire, congratulations, man, that's awesome. And they'll be like, oh yeah, but I could be doing better. I'm like, fuck you if you could be doing better, well done. Just accept the praise and enjoy it, because you've earned it. Right? Like, that's something that we all need to work on is people are so, they're like ninjas in deflection. They're like black belts in deflection, right? They're people who just go out and they deflect every compliment and every praise and every win that they have. They smush it down with their boot like a mush banana on the road and just fucking treat it like shit. Well, they shouldn't. We shouldn't. We should be owning that thing, owning that work that we've done, because we have done the work, we have earned it. Now, my question for you today, guys, is where in your life are you deflecting your wins? Are you not owning your successes? Right? Is it in your body? Is it in the weaponization of your body? Is it in your transformation in your body? Is it in the little shifts that you've made in your nutrition? Is it in the little wins that you've had in your weights or your running or your fitness? Where is it? Like, is it in your mindset? Are you starting to notice little improvements in your mindset? You might not quite be there yet, but have you noticed some little improvements and you're starting to progress forward? Is it in your connection with your people who matter, like your friends, family, all those people? Is it in your business, in your bank accounts? Is it in your career? Are you starting to progress forward, but you're shutting that down because you feel guilty about the people around you who might not be doing the same things? They might not be rapidly progressing as fast as you. Okay, guys, now part two to that, own it. Show that shit off, enjoy it, embrace it, just be you, right? Enjoy what you've done and enjoy what you've achieved, enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, and I can guarantee it will give you a happier life. Now, I'm no like Buddhist or spiritual guru or anything like that. This is just stuff from my own experiences. When I enjoy the targets that I've hit, when I praise myself for the work that I've done, the progress that I've made, it really feels good. Now, the best way to do this is just write down three things that you're happy you've done or that you're grateful for or that you're proud of. If you can write down three things that you're proud of, which you definitely can right now, write them down though, get them out, and then tell somebody, hey, look, I did this. Might be a partner, might be a family member, whoever. Do that stuff. Do that work, guys. All right. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. If you can share this podcast up with somebody who doesn't own their wins, somebody who you think should own their wins, that would be absolutely fantastic and life-changing for them. Guys, I'll talk to you all very shortly. Have a great day. Bye.